that here, 7 after the hour, on the Doug Steffen Good Day program. Healthy living in the focus. Healthy minds, healthy bodies. Healthy, let's see, speaking of healthy bodies, here I am. I'm going to hit my chest. Look at those. Look at, wow. Jennifer, can you hit your chest? And
yeah, you ready? Ow.
Boom.
Oh, wait, here.
Ah.
I'm in the helicopter.
Much better. Mm-hmm. The Good Day program, focusing on what's going on in the world, the people are talking about, the events of the day, a little bit of this and some of that, what makes you think, and that's an important thing. I'm thinking about a name. I'm thinking about a person. I'm thinking about a situation. I'm thinking Los Angeles. All right, Jennifer, that's your neck of the woods.
Dateline Los Angeles.
Dateline Los Angeles. Someone in the news who has been in the news before, and as he was in the news before, let's see, how many times has he been the focus? At least 4 times through his life, he has had problems with the law. And as a result of those problems, he's become known far and wide as a person of interest, even when he's not really a person of interest. That doesn't mean he's an interesting person, although he is kind of an interesting person. Am I being sufficiently vague for you to not be able to figure out who I am speaking about or about whom I am speaking? Yes,
you're
I am,
vague.
Because there's no answer there.
Yeah, I'm thinking about it.
This gentleman was videotaped in 1992.
Oh, Rodney.
Rodney King.
Now, I liked him on Celebrity Rehab. Is he in trouble again?
1994 Mitsubishi, whatever those things are. What's the popular model? I'm looking at a picture here. It's like a SUV. Mitsubishi. Okay. It is an SUV.
Mm-hmm.
He's behind the wheel of his 1994 Mitsubishi SUV, pulled over in Riverside County. Police department reports officers saw Mr. King commit several traffic violations. Mr. King, who has acknowledged he has a longstanding drinking problem, may not have gotten out of Celebrity Rehab what he had hoped to get out of it.
Oh, no. Was he drunk?
He was possibly driving while impaired, is what it says in the documents.
He was transported. Him to be good. He was so nice on that show.
Yeah, was he?
Mm-hmm.
I think he's probably a nice guy. He was booked.
I wanted to not like him, too.
Really? Why?
Because of all the trauma that surrounded his trial. I mean, it was a big deal in L.A. We had riots and we had...
Right. After he was beaten to a bloody pulp by the L.A. police, why did you not like him?
No, but I mean, it just... There was so much turmoil surrounding his trial that I saw him in rehab, it's not that I blamed him. He was a victim of a beating, but...
We have a lot of people in our society who are victims.
Mm-hmm.
So they say. Are they really... Is Rodney King a victim of a racist society? 800-510-8255. How about that? We'll start off with that.
No, I think Rodney King is a victim of his addiction, is what I think.
Okay. Now, we'll do the chicken and egg thing. Which came first, his abuse of drugs, alcohol, that sort of thing, or his being abused because of the color of his skin? Because the officers were convicted, you know, of civil rights charges, and he got $3.8 million in damages from the city of Los Angeles. We certainly, those of us who are Angelenes full or part-time, know the story. He was on parole for robbery at the time of the beating, has had any number of run-ins with the law, was in jail for 90 days in 1996, hit and run involving his wife. He pled guilty in 2004 to reckless driving. Cited for driving without a license earlier this year. So is it Rodney's fault? Is it society's fault? Or is it just one of those things? 800-510-8255. Poor Rodney. Can't we all just get along? Where's that? Remember that?
Mm-hmm.
After the trial? Why can't we all just get along? And I think that's the question is appropriate. But there still goes back to the beginning here. Which happened first? He's a nice guy wandering around and gets attacked by the police, or does he get into trouble by doing things that are against the law, and then all of the other stuff ensues? How would you qualify his antisocial behavior?
We don't know exactly what his history was growing up, but we know that he was on drugs when he was pulled over. So then, therefore, the drugs came before the beating.
So he started it by abusing drugs.
Well,
since then,
started it is not necessarily, I mean, you can't say he started it and then the cops beat him up and pushed it.
No, I'm just, the cops were wrong to the nth degree, and it just shows you how in many circumstances, far too many in our country, the police get, they're out of control. There was no excuse for that. The city paid, the people got fired.
The only thing that I can say, and I think that their force was excessive and that there was probably some bad blood in that group, but if I were a police officer, which I do not have the cojones to be one, if somebody was lunging at me and I felt that my life was in danger, I'm going to protect myself. And now, regardless of whether they were doing that when they had a big circle surrounding him, they went and they crossed a line. But at the beginning, wouldn't you be a little, I mean, you don't know what you're getting into when you're on a car chase. Well, you don't know what's going on in the car. You don't know what state of mind the person has. I think it was a situation that went bad, and then you had some really angry people get involved with it, and it just
went
way over the line.
We're requiring to have all the police cars installing video cameras now. I think we ought to install video cameras in all of our cars. School buses have them. Right?
You
why not?
We should all have video cameras?
Let's all have video cameras in our cars.
I don't want a video camera because then people are going to watch me sing.
Oh. What did you sing yesterday?
Nothing because my mouth
in the
hurted.
Land of cotton.
My mouth hurted.
You still get that string in your mouth?
My mouth hurt. Yes, I do still have the string in my
Jennifer
mouth.
Had an operation on
crazy.
Monday.
Oh.
The removal of a tooth. And in order for her to, I guess what the dentist feels like he has to make sure he can get the second one out, he put a string around it?
Yes. No. He sutured it. So I have stitches, and it's just, there's one that's come loose, and it's
ugly. Yucca. Ugly. You know how these things happen? Rodney King may have been a victim.
Mm-hmm.
It was a hot day when he was beaten up by those police officers.
That's right. They were just hot. That was the problem.
They were just hot.
Mm-hmm.
That was the problem. It's the weather that's the problem. The world is against us. What are we going to do?
Greece
How are we
going
to live? How can we stand it any longer? The anniversary today from this date, 1995, the hottest temperature recorded in Chicago at Midway Airport, 106 degrees.
Wow.
If you
and
look
humid
at the,
probably there.
If you look at the temperature around the country this morning, there are a lot of very warm places in places that are not always very warm. So we have once again this discussion about global warming. We could put that global warming.
You are so weird today.
It is coming. We are going. There's a new ice age coming by the year 2014, so say some. A mini ice age.
2014, that's in a couple of years.
Yes, that's very true. 3 years from now, we'll be suffering many places on the planet because there's a wobble on the axis. We have a wobbling. So the Earth is going to go through what it did in the 1600s, a mini ice age where the growing season will be cut dramatically in some places and there won't be enough food. That's what some people are saying, anyway.
Is that because it's going to get cold?
Yeah, well, the growing season will be screwed up in the areas where the earth provides abundance. So if you can't grow grain in Saskatchewan and across Montana and the wheat belt in our country and in Canada, so what happens to all the people that depend on that as a main staple in foodstuffs? Don't have enough of it. A lot of people go hungry. Plus the fact we can't get people to stop multiplying. So we have too many people on the planet, and on it goes. But it just begins sort of with an overview. The wild weather this spring, remember we talked about La Nada the other day?
That's right, La Nada.
La Nada, not El Nino and not La Nina. La Nada means the absence of both of those things, and that's why we had as many tornadoes as we did. That's why we've had as much rain as we've had. That's why the temperature extremes are as they are, because the earth is wobbling. Anybody buy that?
I think so. I can believe we're wobbling around. There's a lot of people here.
There are.
What would happen if we all jumped up and down at the same time?
I don't know. You want to find out? Everybody, we can start that. Everybody listens to Doug Steffens Good Day could shout up and down. Richie is not around because he's continuing to make reservations. Not at this moment in the day, but he's been working late.
He's golfing today, remember?
Oh, is that today?
Yeah, he's golfing with his brothers and his dad's best friend today.
But it's not, was it all day?
I don't know. It's this morning. Huh. It's all day for us.
Yes, it is, right.
Yeah, he's Rich, for those of you who may not have heard this, Rich's dad passed away this past weekend. And so Richie's been making the – his father was a great an ardent golfer, let's say. Not a very good one, but an ardent golfer. Liked to play. So they're having the service on Friday on the golf course on the hole that he liked most, which is kind of a cool way to go. Go where you want to go, right? That's where you were. That's where you wanted to go. That's where you've been. Why not go to your familiar surroundings? You know, spread a few ashes around the hole. I think that's a neat thing. My father, same thing. And so you think a lot about it. I think you're thinking about your own mortality. I think Rich has and his brothers are trying to work through their grieving process as they can. Mm-hmm. And so they're going to go play golf with the fellow that liked to play golf with his father more than anybody else. I think that's the story.
Yeah, it brings them closer together.
Yeah. Okay, that's fine. I'm down with that.
You approve him? You approve his time off?
Listen, it's whatever. He does what he needs to do. 800-510-8255. Does your stomach feel, at this moment, like a war zone? Have you got a lot of over-the-counter stomach aids in your kitchen, on your counter, up in your bathroom cabinet? Antacids. Remember Aunt Lucy?
I also remember Aunt Acid.
Right. Nothing relieves your stomach pain, your irritation, your bloating, gas, constipation. You don't have the ability to fix that. How about I help you? Is that okay? Relief. Natron's Healthy Trinity. A brilliant probiotic. Healthy Trinity. I have, actually, somebody asked me for a quote yesterday, and I didn't give them what they thought. I said, Charlotte's on it. Because Charlotte is. Charlotte's my English bulldog. Mm-hmm. My pal, my buddy, my friend.
And she was having some big digestive issues,
She had some digestive
too.
Issues. Mm-hmm. Gave her some of Natron's Healthy Trinity. They have a special product just for dogs. And it worked. She's fine. You can be fine, too. And so can your dog. Everybody can be fine. If you have a chance right now, why don't you pick up the phone, call 888-9-NATRON. That's 888-962-8736. Ask for the Good Day Health Healthy Trinity 90-Day Challenge. What happens if you don't have a happy tummy within 90 days? Natron will give you your money back. And also as part of this deal, when you call 888-9-NATRON, you'll ask for the Good Day Health free 14-day supply. So you order a supply, you get another 14 days free, and you get a money-back guarantee. If your stomach doesn't feel the way you want it to feel, you get your money back, no questions asked. Now, you can't beat that. Natron.com or 888-962-8736.
Wearing glasses with Crizal lenses can make a big difference in your vision. Neither the teeming rains of India, nor the snows of Kilimanjaro, nor the glare of the paparazzi at a Hollywood opening can keep your lenses from giving you the clearest vision possible. For no-glare lenses with great water, dirt, dust, scratch, and smudge resistance, choose Crizal. Live life in the clear. That's Crizal. Crizal. Ask for them at your eye care professional.
Has the whole world gone mad?
What's going on?
How can they do that?
Can Christians have demons?
Why are politicians so detached?
Need answers to these questions? This is Scott Ensor for HardcoreChristianity.com, the nastiest Christian radio show and website in the country. When it comes to the biblical truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help me God, about what's really going on in America and the rest of the world. Come join us each day as Michael W. Smith of the House of Healing in Phoenix reveals what the churches in America fail to tell you about the true spirit realm concerning demonic activity, mental illness, and even the basis of hardcore evil that is sweeping mankind. Visit HardcoreChristianity.com. Remember, you cannot negotiate with evil. You have to eradicate it. It's not too late. Visit our website, link to our new internet radio, broadcasting 24/7 all of Michael's teachings, and going live for seminars and deliverance services. Check our schedules.
HardcoreChristianity.com.
9 years, thousands of clients worldwide, amazing results. And here's more proof of the effectiveness of how Heart and Body Extract supports good circulation and healthy arterial flow.
My name is Crystal. I'm a 45-year-old and live in Houston, Texas. I was diagnosed with having mitral valve prolapse 10 years ago. My cardiologist said surgery and drugs was the only thing he could offer me.
What did Crystal do?
I ordered Heart and Body Extract in August 2006. When I first took my first 15 drops, I embraced the formula and could even feel the goodness of the formula starting to work.
Clean, clear arteries are happy arteries after using Heart and Body Extract. Learn more at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. HB Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Doug hides all of his money everywhere. When he kicks it, I am on my way to the farm with a shovel.
A metal detector.
I'm telling you, Edgar and I are going to whack it all up.
Richie, what makes you think that you're going to still be around?
I'm betting the farm that you bang your head on the tractor one day and that's your demise.
That's it.
There's no way for a man to die.
Yeah, you're right, Ed. A parachute, not only, that's a way to die.
Getting caught in the gears of a combine. I mean, put off by a Laplander. That's the way I want to go.
Having fun with Doug Steffens. Good day.
And now, to honor America with the singing of our national anthem, please welcome Grammy-nominated platinum recording artist and Arizona's own American Idol winner, Jordan Sparks.
Didn't we have this conversation with her when she was here?
Yeah, and you instructed her on how to sing the national anthem.
Let's see if she does it right.
Remember, you gave her instructions.
I did.
Step by step.
Absolutely. If you want to hear the conversation with Jordan Sparks we had with her a couple of weeks ago before the PBS special on the 4th of July, you can download it from the listen box, the archive box. I think it's a highlight box, too.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's right. Yeah.
Right inside the home page at DougSteffen.com. Why do you suppose, didn't we hear her sing it before and she did it right? Why did she sing it wrong?
We never listened. Well, we heard her do it right once, but we didn't listen to her do it at the 4th of July. So maybe you confused her.
You think? Why would I?
Yeah.
How would
maybe
it have
she
been
thought your banner was banner-er.
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 Yeah.
Not banner-er.
You put too much pressure on her.
I know. She got
cracked.
All scared.
Cracked. Under the weight of my advice.
I know.
So we talk about Rodney King. People in the news today. Hamid Karzai. You know who he is, right?
No.
Hamid Karzai?
Mm-mm.
You don't know who he is?
No.
You're kidding.
Who's Hamid Karzai?
800-510-8255. Okay, our 2020 news quiz question. focuses on Hamid Karzai. First of all, who is he? And why is his brother in the news? 800-510-8255. If you're from the Bedford, Pennsylvania area, you may remember a conversation about the brother, actually half-brother, Hamid Karzai. But first of all, let's help our friend Jennifer understand who Hamid Karzai is, and then we'll talk about his half-brother and his connection to Bedford, Pennsylvania. The first person that does that with accuracy and intelligence and integrity wins the Swell Doug Stefan Prize. 800-510-8255, our 2020 news quiz question. We do this often, not every hour, but often there is something going on. It'd be kind of fun to get people engaged in figuring out what the answer to the question is. So, first of all, who is Hamid Karzai? Secondly, why is his half-brother in the news, and how is he connected to Bedford, Pennsylvania? 800-510-8255 on Good Day. It's 28 past the hour.
Could switching to Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance? Can you find anything on the Internet? Well, I'm sure you can, but don't take my word for it. Just ask this talking dog who can only say, I love you. Roll the clip. One more time, talking dog.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
I need a three-phase cooling tower motor to stay in business.
At Grainger, we know what business you're in.
If we take good care of our customers, they'll take good care of us.
The business of getting things done. That's why we offer over 900,000 products and the support you need to get your job done right and on time. Call, click Grainger.com, or stop by one of our branches. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Think your cat has a dual personality? Is your cat sometimes cute and cuddly and other times madly mischievous? Show us the two sides of your cat's personality for the chance to make them a star. Arm & Hammer Double Duty Clumping Cat Litter destroys the two types of litter box odors and is highlighting its dual benefits by asking cat owners to share the dual sides of their cat's personalities. Lifestyle expert Jill Cordes has more.
I love my cat, Wayne Sanchez, but I laugh at how one minute he's cuddling in my lap and the next gnawing on my fingers. The makers of Arm & Hammer are commemorating cats with a photo contest for a chance to win a $1,000 donation to your favorite pet charity and a chance to feature your cat in an upcoming Arm & Hammer ad. Share two photos of your cat with captions that describe the two sides of their personality.
For more information and to enter, visit DoubleTakeContest.com. Entries will be accepted from now through August 22nd.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio?
Something more important.
Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
You've heard great things about Berkey. You've been thinking of getting a Berkey water purification system, but for some reason, you haven't made your purchase just yet. Okay. Here's one more reason to buy the best water purification system you can buy now. The Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com is giving away free Pelican flashlights. Yes, with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system from the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com, you'll receive a free Pelican 2360 LED flashlight, a $39 value. But it won't last long, only now through July 15th. Hurry, call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653 or shop online at GoBerkey.com. That's Go, BERKEY.com. No coupon code necessary. A free Pelican flashlight is yours with every purchase of any Berkey water purification system only at GoBerkey.com or by calling 877-886-3653. Hurry, offer ends July 15th.
Do you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt? Behind on your payments or barely making minimums? Massive interest payments have you running like mad in circles. How long can you keep it up? Stop running. Let the Thomason Law Group carefully plan your escape. We're one of only a few remaining debt relief companies to survive massive government crackdowns. Why? Because the Thomason Law Group has proven itself, helping thousands of people like you reclaim their financial future for over 18 solid years. We have an A+ rating with the Better Business Business Bureau and offices in all 50 states. Our expert credentialed staff can specifically tailor-make your absolute best recovery plan. I'm a paid spokesperson, not a lawyer, and every case is different. But if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, call the Thomas & Law Group now for a free no-obligation consult with a trained legal analyst. 1-800-756-3744. Call now because you're tired of running. 800-756-3744. 800-756-3744.
GCN listeners, why have you been hearing so much about Dermatol, the all-natural, all-purpose first aid spray? Because it's the must-have first aid product you need in your preparedness kit. Dermatol is made in America by Americans who know there's a more affordable, natural way to treat cuts, burns, bites, rashes, shingles, boils, and many other skin problems. Dermatol is gentle enough for diaper rash, powerful enough for bed sores, and harmless to the eyes and mouth. It's great for the whole family, even your family pets. Dermatol is antimicrobial, antifungal, antiviral, and not diminished by freezing, extreme heat, or years in storage. Dermatol is an absolute must for any first aid or preparedness kit. Dermatol's soothing, rapid restoration of injured skin is so effective, it's guaranteed. Order yours today. Call 800-217-6677. 800-217-6677. That's 800-217-6677. Efficient, economical, effective. Spray it all with Dermatol.
And live well, that's one of the slogans. Another great American day is upon us, 33 after the hour. I'm Doug Steffen along with Jennifer Horn, who's here. Rich has put together the final pieces of his dad's service, so he's not among us, but you are, and that's what's important. I was talking, we have oftentimes a discussion of people that are in the news, and Hamid Karzai is in the news along with his half-brother. And I'm interested in what you know about their connection to Bedford, Pennsylvania, which I learned myself when I was visiting there a while back. What do you know, and how do you know it? 800-510-8255. Time to teach Jennifer Horn a lesson. Harold is in Houston, Texas. Harold, welcome to Good Day.
How's it going?
Well, sir, how about with you?
Not too bad. I got an interesting story after I gave you the answer to this. But, yeah, go ahead.
All right,
after
so
you learn me a lesson?
After we learn Jennifer a lesson, yes. All right, so first of all, who is Hamid Karzai, Harold?
He is the president of Afghanistan.
He is. And why is his half-brother in the news?
Apparently he got murdered recently.
The other day, the half-brother was assassinated. I think it was yesterday or the day before. And so now we get to the $64 question. What's his connection to Bedford, Pennsylvania?
He owns that ranch on property? I don't know. I'm sorry about it. I didn't know that one.
All right, hold on, Harold. Don't go away. Bob is in Rancho Mirage. What's the connection to Pennsylvania, Bob?
Well, I know Hamid Karzai used to live in the United States, so I imagine that at some point in time that he lived in that place in Pennsylvania.
All right, let's try to get a little bit more close to that. That's not out of the question. George, down in Key West, what do you know? I'm surprised we haven't got anybody from Bedford, Pennsylvania who's called to give us the answer. Go ahead, George. What do you think the connection is between Karzai and his half-brother in Bedford, Pennsylvania?
He has a nice farm there.
He has a 700-plus acre farm outside of Bedford, Pennsylvania. And everybody always wonders, at least from the lore that I hear from the locals, how... where'd that money come from to buy the 700-acre farm? And I think you'll probably, if we were to really dig deeply, find that it came from you and me, i.e. the American taxpayer who's been helping out the Afghanistani people, so we thought. But it's kind of like dealing with the Mubarak family in Egypt. If you want to do business in Egypt, you got to pay them off. And I believe that Mr. Karzai is anything but legitimate... he'll tell you that he was elected legitimately, but he's got his hands in everything, and that's one of the reasons that the present group in Washington is at odds with Mr. Karzai most of the time, because he's been ripping us off. And why we stay in Afghanistan, there's another whole kettle of fish. But, George, that's very good. I'm impressed. Thank you very much. Hold on.
Good work.
For a second. And, Harold, you did good work. The reason Harold is still here is because he has a story for us, Jennifer.
I know. I'm excited. Okay.
All right, Harold.
Okay. It's just a kind of like a weird story. You know the app on most phones, TuneIn, where you can listen to radio stations all over the world?
Say it again. What's the device?
The app. Yes.
Oh, an app. Yes. Yeah. On TuneIn Radio, I think it's called, right?
Okay. Long story short, I'm from Guam. I live in Houston, Texas, but I listen to a radio station on Guam which has your feed live.
K57, so, right, yes.
K57. So it's, what, 5:30, 5:45 here in Houston. I'm listening to Guam radio station, hear this, and I'm like, this is so weird. Anyway, I'm from Guam. I'm listening to a Guam station, and where are you folks broadcasting from?
Well, I'm in Boston, and Jennifer is in Los Angeles, and the main studio is in Washington. So we are in several places, and you're down the Houston area. One of the things that's great about these TuneIn apps, or any of the apps, we have our own Doug Steffen app on the iPad. Some people use it. Some people have problems with it. I don't know what the deal is. But you can go to, you can have the TuneIn radio. I think there are about three or four different ways of finding this program and many others, frankly. If you go to the website, just go on an iPad or an iPhone to the Doug Steffen website, DougSteffen.com. You can see where, if you're on live, you can listen to it that way, or there are archives. There are downloads of every hour. There are special excerpts. It's all right there. Technology is an amazingly wonderful thing, Harold. What's your connection?
I just found it interesting.
Oh, yeah, it's fascinating. How is it that you happen to be in Texas? What are you doing? On vacation? What are you doing there?
Long story short, Continental Airlines. I work for Continental, I started in Guam. I'm from Guam, and I moved out here a few years back.
Yep. So, what do you think is going to happen now that Continental has been taken over by United? How will that affect the service into Micronesia and the areas? There are a lot of people flying back and forth over there, but United's so badly run, you got to wonder, okay, what's next?
How do I answer that question without getting in trouble myself? For the most part, I think us ground people, to work. I work on at the cargo department, Grant area.
Yeah.
Anyway, for the most part, one of the big issues is obviously the union deal and how we're going to go into the fold of, United, the bigger company, and all that. So,
seniority issues, that sort of thing.
Yeah, but in talking to some flight attendants, they're thinking that service hopefully won't go down. Continental provides great service to our customers, and United, being the bigger company, maybe, let's put it lightly, they don't focus as much on that.
Well, hopefully
they come over to our side of how we run business. So.
If there's a good sign to that, the fellow who is running Continental has taken over United, right? Isn't that how that
works? Some people would say that's just something just to please the public and please the media.
Oh.
Eventually, he'll do his 2 years, get his golden parachutes, and leave.
Hit the road.
For the most part, we're operating still the same way as we always have, dedication to the customers and stuff.
What a novel idea.
That's weird.
Hopefully United comes over to our side of how we do business.
Well, I hope that's the case as well. Harold, a great pleasure to talk with you. It's kind of interesting, again, how the connection works through Turn On Radio from our station back in Guam where we are. You can probably find a few stations around there where you can hear the program as well. Hold on just a second. We're going to send you something good from the Doug Steffen, I call it the closet.
It's the prize closet.
The drawer.
Sure.
20 before the hour. Doug Steffen's Good Day program. Baby boomers say wrinkles are not so bad, and they are not so worried about the future, i.e. death. This is a poll that has been conducted by the Associated Press, apparently, and another outfit called LifeGoesStrong.com. The median age of the people who were polled, 60. The questions had to do with right now, who is and what is the symbol of aging in America? The focus is on Medicare, Medicaid. I remember working on a station in Florida once. The manager of the station said, never talk about Social Security, never talk about Medicare, never talk about anything that has anything to do with anybody who's over 60, because we don't want those listeners. Because the average, you know, they're fascinating. The advertising agencies say 25 to 54 is the important, the all-important demo. Meanwhile, the people with the most disposable income are over the age of 50. So, duh. At any rate, the people who were the focus of this were folks who have either retired, started a new career. There are 77 million people who are between the ages of 47 and 65. Those are the boomers. And they are upbeat. I could say we are. You're not there, Jennifer. I'm in that group.
But they're happy boomers.
According to the poll, anyway, we are upbeat about our future. Let's see here. We are understanding what happens as we age. We retire. We have declining health. We grow older, but we live longer. As a matter of fact, I'm trying now to find it here. There is a story. We'll pause for a second here. I put my finger on it because I had my finger on it. Now I can't put my finger on it. The exact timing of of two people being born in these here United States. And I'm going to tell you about those two people in just a second. Just give me a minute or two to find it. By the way, Dr. Ken's around the corner as well. Stand by. This is Good Day.
You want two things from your spray painting project, right? You want it to look great, and you want it to last. That usually takes two products, a primer and a paint. But not anymore. New Krylon Dual Paint and Primer does both jobs. So in just one easy step, you get great Krylon color and a finish that lasts like you primed it. Krylon Dual Paint and Primer in one for a great look that lasts. Krylon, make it yours. Available at Walmart. Save money, live better.
Here's another question from the Geico Savings Mailbag.
David from St. Paul writes, my son's wondering if he'll come to his class so he can get extra credit on his biology test.
Extra credit?
Well, if there are any questions on that test about who can make it easy to save money by combining your RV and car insurance,
which is an unlikely question for a biology test,
then the answer is Geico.
True.
For all other questions about RV insurance, I like to guess answer G. E-I-C-O.
Call Geico or visit geico.com today to see how much our multi-policy discount could save you.
Every day, businesses lose critical customer and financial data as a result of cybercrimes, human errors, and natural disasters. Barracuda Networks, the world leader in content security, application delivery, and data protection, with more than 130,000 customers worldwide, can help. Barracuda Backup Service combines local backup and deduplication for rapid restores with data storage in the cloud for fail-safe disaster recovery. Protect your critical data. Visit Barracuda.com/backup to try Barracuda Backup Service free for 30 days. That's Barracuda.com/backup.
All right, so
so no luck.
Well, I saw this and I can paraphrase it. I wanted to get the exact info, and as usual, if you saw, we have a pictorial that I'm going to put up on the website of a day in the life of my studio, and me being in here, and you can see the piles of stuff. And I normally know where everything is. And I know that this is here someplace, but I hold the fortunate thing for me is that I have a quick mind, and I don't say that to sound like a jerk, but I am able to remember things, retain them. I look at them and I remember them, and that's one of the benefits of having that mind doing what I do for a living. Having said that, it is apparent that the first person to live to be 150 in our country has been born. Already.
Really?
Yes.
That's
and
cool.
Within the next 40 to 45 years, technology and medicine, and I don't even know if it's maybe genetics, is going to see the birth of the first person on the planet who will live to be 1,000.
Wow.
Can you imagine that?
Would Think you want to live that long? You would.
I wouldn't want to live that long if we're healthy.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, going through a lot of the things we go through, a lot of things have to change on this planet. And I think a lot of things are going to change, mostly for the better, because that's just my nature to think that things are going to change for the better. But I really think that there's going to be a dramatic change. I was talking earlier about in the year 2014 and whether we will, as some prognosticate, go into an early and sort of a small ice age that lasts for a couple, 3 years as the Earth wobbles on its axis and changes a lot of what the realities are weather-wise, and that will change what's available food-wise. And sadly, a lot of people are going to not make it because there isn't enough food. There isn't really enough food now for everybody, and yet we keep hearing these religions say, you got to go have more kids, more babies, more people. So anyway, but the good thing is that one of you may live to be 150. How do you like
that?
That's
pretty exciting.
Yeah. Dr. Ken up next here on Good Day.
Ever wonder what would happen if you push the OnStar button in your pre-owned GM vehicle? If you're not an OnStar subscriber already, press the blue OnStar button now, and you can try 3 months of OnStar free with no obligation. That includes automatic help in a crash, navigation, remote door unlock, and more. So push the blue button now and ask for 3 months on us. Offer available on 2006 and newer digitally equipped GM models. Visit OnStar.com for coverage map, details, and system limitations. OnStar. Live on.
I saw the country dark, asking what was wrong with me. Was caught unaware, accidental and devil may care. But behind the curtain I see two shadows in front of me.
Back to Ken Kronhaus here, brought to you by the folks who bring you Salon Pause. If you would like to put a pause into the pain, I like that, Ken. Pause the pain with Salon Pause.
Oh, you know what? Ooh.
What?
Amazing story. I'm at Taekwondo Friday night.
Yeah.
And we're stretching.
Yeah.
And I said, oh, man, my leg. Well, I think I pulled my muscle. And the black belt, the second degree black belt who's stretching me out, says, oh, go to the CVS when you're done here and buy some Salon Paws.
Really?
They're awesome.
Unsolicited.
So here's the second degree black belt who's, like, looking at me with my legs, torn muscle, and he's like, go get yourself some Salon Paws. They're great.
We don't have to say anything, Ken. Richie just did our job for us.
Very cool.
Right?
It is very cool, and it works, and my patients are singing the praise of it also.
All right, so get to drkenshow.com, order a free sample of Salon Paws today. If you're looking for relief right now, stop by your local drugstore, pick up a 5-count box. Strange name, the product is very good. Go to drkenshow.com or dougstefan.com for a free sample of Salon Paws. You'll see the logo right there. All right, so let's get to salt and how much danger it is or isn't. Do I need to have danger, danger, Will Robinson playing in the background, Dr. Ken?
Interesting story out this morning, Doug. Salt out of the Archives of Internal Medicine, sodium increases the risk of high blood pressure, which is a major cause of heart disease and stroke. But potassium may neutralize the heart-damaging effect of salt. People who are most at risk are those who get too much salt, that sodium, but also get too little potassium. They were twice as likely to die from heart attack as those who ate about the same amount of both nutrients. Sodium increases the risk of blood pressure, but many foods have potassium. Good sources, Doug, are things like spinach, bananas, broccoli, and prunes.
Didn't we talk about this over the weekend about salt?
We
and
talked
isn't
about
it bad for you as everybody
sodium.
Thought? Sodium.
And this is how if potassium can neutralize the effect. One caveat is if you have kidney problems, you should stay away from too much potassium because it can accumulate in the body, and too much potassium can be deadly.
Speaking of staying away, if you're smart, you'll stay away from teaching hospitals, apparently.
July, it's the annual ritual of the new house officers, the new interns and residents. Deaths are up. Care level is down. This was confirmed in the annals of internal medicine. If you got to be in a teaching hospital, you may want to wait till August unless it's an emergency.
I shouldn't laugh at that, but it seems, it strikes me as a basic amusing. So who's there in July? Nobody? They got the dogs watching? I mean, who's there?
Those who don't listen to Good Day.
All right. That's it. You listen to us, you stay healthy. Don't listen to us at your own risk. Because we are the Healthy Boys. That'd be a good show. It's the Healthy Boys, Dr. Ken and Dr. Doug on Good Day.
HempUSA.org brings you pure Camu Berry Powder. This revolutionary powder contains 50 times the vitamin C of an orange, mixes with any juice or liquid, has 227 servings per container, and is made from naturally grown Camu berries, not chemically produced in a laboratory. Order Camu Berry Powder today. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you. HempUSA.org has moved and expanded its operations for faster worldwide shipping. Our product line has grown from 5 to nearly 100 items in less than 5 years. Our food is grown naturally, always chemical-free, not found in stores. Great for daily intake and perfect for your emergency storage shelter. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org and see what our powder, seeds, and oil can do for you.
Ready to save? Then you're ready for the Super Summer Sale at Herbal Healer Academy. Herbal Healer has been the leader in quality natural supplements for 23 years. Log on to HerbalHealer.com and take advantage of Herbal Healer Academy's incredible savings on 500 parts per million colloidal silver, the best pharmaceutical grade available, and all sizes on sale. Super Male Plex with Uhimbe and Super Femplex for summer toning. Buy glucosamine chondroitin 60 caps, summer sale priced at only $12. Colon Enhancer 250 caps, summer sale priced at just $18. And if your brain's a little foggy, we have a great supplement on sale called Memory Power. Log on and hit the postcard specials link for more super summer savings at HerbalHealer.com. As always, new customers get a free catalog with first order. Herbal Healer Academy, healing the world with nature one person at a time.
About 53 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program with Jennifer Horn. Have you heard about DeerPhotograph.com? We got to spend a little time on this. We always like talking about technology.
Like Deer Photograph?
DeerPhotograph.com. Hmm. If you haven't heard about it, Alex Goldfain, who's our technology tailor, is here to tell you why you will want to visit it here on Good Day.
Now, the Technology Tailor Minute. Here's Alex Goldfain.
One of the neatest, sweetest, most heartwarming, and warm and fuzzy new websites on the internet is called DeerPhotograph.com, and it couldn't be simpler or more emotional. The site is a collection of user-submitted photographs displayed one after the other. Each shot is a photo within a photo, where an old printed picture, many times from 50 years ago, is lined up and positioned within its actual setting today. So, for example, an old photo of kids playing in the front yard 20 years ago is held up in the same front yard with the trees and the porch in the exact same position, everything lining up from printed photo to the real world. There's a short note from the photo's subject, now much older, under each photo. One recent picture shows a swimming pool, a baby in a float, and a father pushing her around. The actual swimming pool today surrounds the printed picture. The note says, "Dear Photograph, thank you for reminding me of how lucky I am to have my dad." You've got to see it to really feel it. It's DeerPhotograph.com. I'm Alex Goldfein.
DeerPhotograph.com. All right, so Jennifer, what'd you get out of that?
That it's called DeerPhotograph.com. What'd you get out of it?
Hey, and that we're so fascinated with the technology. And it's being used by everybody for everything. The Brits have announced that Al-Qaeda has called for a cyber jihad. A cyber jihad after
that's
the death
comforting
of bin Laden. Cyber jihad. Well, how does that... this whole thing, the death of bin Laden, a fascinating case of how they actually got to find out where he was and get to him. There's a story floating around this week, sort of a new detail in the plot to get Osama. The CIA organized a fake vaccination program in the town where he was living, trying to get DNA from a member of his family. They
wow.
hoped to discover one of the children, which would help them prove that he was living nearby. As a matter of fact, the United States recruited a Pakistani doctor who's since been arrested by Pakistan's intelligence service. The U.S. concerned, actually, for the doctor's safety.
Can we get him out?
Well, this is... she was supposed to send a nurse into the Bin Laden compound with supplies and a bag containing a device. Nobody seems to know whether or not she actually did get the DNA. But what I find interesting is that the Pakistanis continue to go after, you know, anybody who thinks they weren't helping Bin Laden, that they weren't in his camp.
Oh, they were helping.
They weren't
him.
On his side. And we continue. You see, one of the things that's so frustrating about our discussion of the debt ceiling and whether or not we have to borrow more money, people are furious about us giving money to people like the Pakistanis. Why are we giving billions of dollars in foreign aid to these people when they're trying to tuck it to us? As a matter of fact, there's a move afloat to cut out all foreign aid, and there's something to be said for that. How is it that we can help all these other people? We say we do it because we're interested in the balance of power. The balance of power. How about the balance in our checkbook?
Yeah, no.
How about
kidding.
Balancing our checkbook?
Handing out money to people that constantly stab us in the back.
Right, exactly. And is there any practical... Then you hear from diplomats and people in the Foreign Service, well, you really don't understand. What is there to understand? These people are trying to screw us 85 ways from Sunday. And, I mean, they obviously had local cooperation, but they don't have governmental cooperation.
Yeah, deals with the devil.
Yeah. So now the people in Pakistan, they see this sort of... most people... Regardless of what you think, it's reflected in who comes to our country. Most people like the United States. They don't like our government. We don't much like our government either.
Mm-hmm.
So the people who around the world see America as still sort of this guiding light, there's still many of them. The majority of people, you'll notice that there's no shortage of people coming here to visit, no shortage of people trying to get in here and live illegally. There's no shortage of that group. So if everything is so lousy in America, why do all these people want to come here?
Because it's less lousy than where they are.
Yeah, that may be, right. It's a degree of lousiness.
It's a degree of lousiness.
That could be the
How
new
are you
poll.
On the lousy scale today?
The lousiness in, what do they have? We have the misery index. How about we change it to the lousiness
there
index?
There you go.
Right, all these people that want to throw cold water on things that are good, the lousiness index. All right. So at any rate, then the Pakistanis deserve whatever the bad treatment they get, frankly, as far as I'm concerned. That's the way I see it. And my eyes are now closed because the hour is over. 59 after.